T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Second and 16 after the penalty on Jones. Tannehill looking for an arrow. Touchdown! A.J. Brown! Tremendous grab! Tannehill steps forward. Popped up in the air. Intercepted! Logan Wilson's got it for Cincinnati with 20 seconds to play. A huge play for the Bengals D.
Two timeouts, so you can use the whole field here.
Burrow, deep drop, step and throw. Lays it out there for Ja'Marr Chase.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah,
it is good. Yeah. Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun.
Oh, that guy's unbelievable. So he was talking to Brandon as he was going out to kick. He gave a little warm-up swing, and he said, looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, right before he went out there to kick it.
Joe Burrow letting us know what Evan McPherson, the guy, the kicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth-round pick.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what.
Walk out in the field, looks like we're going to the AFC title game.
Yeah.
He's a rookie kicker.
Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game there, buddy.
I would say when we sat down on Friday and we're going over all of these games and we start talking about, like, I thought Tennessee was going to win this football game. If you had told me that they were going to take away the run and put the ball in Ryan Tannehill's hands, I would have said Cincinnati's going to win this football game. What was up with the first play? Hey, let's just try to trick him.
I hated that.
You think we're going to throw deep? Pick six, but just interception. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, so Henry's back for the first time in like 9 weeks.
Yeah,
and sure enough, they load up with tight ends and linemen, and you're like, oh, they're gonna run it. Why not? Oh no, let's pass it. He throws a pick. It wasn't even like a. It was a terrible pick. It was a terrible throw. He ends up throwing 3 interceptions. It was just a bad, bad performance.
And they couldn't run. They couldn't get anything going. And Cincinnati just sort of hang on.
Deontay Foreman finally got some space.
All field goals early on. And then late in the game with a tie ball game, getting the ball back with a couple minutes to go, 2:43. You know, I understand, too, because you're starting off on your own 19, right? And you're sitting there saying, okay, what do we do? We've seen this before. End of regulation. Like, do we just throw it 3 times? Because if we don't get anything, we're punting. We're going to give them the ball back with 2 minutes to go. So they sort of run it out. But then it seemed like they were kind of running it out a little bit too much. Especially, you know, and they're sitting there, I think, when any guys were throwing a pick. You know, you get the ball with like 1:40 to go, and it's like Henry for no gain. It's on your own 35, and you let it go down to 1:08, and you're like, little dump pass. And it's like, okay, now there's like 30 seconds to go, 45 seconds to go, and you're like, what are you doing? Are you trying to get in field goal range here or not? And he throws a pick.
Yeah.
Tannehill again.
Yep. And then what happened?
And then your stud came out of you. You love kickers.
Yeah. What happened next
is Burrow deep.
Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. And then one play, 20-something yards, they get in field goal range. And here comes the McPherson to seal the deal. But here's now.
You love Joe Burrow.
Now,
Three weeks ago, you said that Mac was actually better than
I like Joe Burrow. No, I like Joe Burrow.
Along with everyone else in this
What I'm jealous of. Okay, is his overall approach to being a pro football player.
Moxie.
Yeah, he's definitely got moxie. I mean, he's got an attitude. Like, he is who you see. Like, I see Joe Burrow postgame. I see Joe Burrow on the field. That's who Joe Burrow is. I see Mac Jones postgame. I see Mac Jones and listen to him with us. That is not who Mac Jones is.
Well, they just scared the
hell
out
of him. He's too guarded. He's too protected.
Is that his fault,
though? He's too careful. In a way, yes. Sure, why not? You think if Joe Burrow was here, Joe Burrow would sit there and not smoke a cigar, not celebrate like he's a Major League Baseball player, like after every single milestone.
Oh, by
milestone.
The way, I saw you tweet out how much you enjoy the Bengals, you know, celebrating after each victory, wild card, division round, like baseball players. They should, because it's really hard to get there. And,
no, I
and
didn't
they
say
should.
That. You're, I didn't add that.
This is the same guy that, like, that. Makes fun of baseball when they celebrate for making a wild card or but winning a wild card or winning the first round.
Here's what it is.
Now you love it.
Oh, yeah, baseball.
Now you love it.
I like it with him because there's Cincinnati. Think about what Cincinnati has, what they are accomplishing right now. Okay. It's like, they haven't been there in forever. They may never get there again. So I like their approach. Screw the way things have used that the way things have used to be.
I took a screenshot of that tweet.
wait, do you not like it?
No, okay. Listen, I like, love it. I'm just bringing it back in September when you make fun of everyone for doing it.
No, take that part out because I still think it's stupid.
What is this tweet, Ryan? Yeah, I'm sorry, do you have his tweet up? Because I have a screenshot. I was just looking at my
Christian.
Phone.
I love that the Bengals celebrate like MLB players. Every time they advance during playoffs, they celebrate like they won the World Series. Celebrate your accomplishments. No guarantee you'll be back at Lou Maloney. Hashtag no goggles.
Now say it in a sarcastic way, Ryan.
What? That wasn't sarcastic
now
enough?
Now say it in a say it now. Fair. Read it again.
Oh wait,
sarcastically.
So you didn't like it?
Well, no. I just want to see how it sounds now. Go ahead. See if you can do it.
I love that the Bengals celebrate like MLB players. Every time they advance during playoffs, they celebrate like they won the World Series.
Them.
Celebrate your accomplishments. No guarantee you'll be back.
Hold on.
So are you telling me that was a sarcastic tweet that you actually don't like it?
No. No, I just wanted to hear him do it, so I have proof of it. Because
don't worry, I'll have proof in September.
Stop making this about baseball.
You did.
It's different with this team. What I like about this team is like they're just bucking the system. They're bucking the trends.
It's like gravy.
Okay,
now, for them.
No, it is. And think about it. You've been mocked. It's similar to what happened with the Bills, but this is their first year doing it, and they're in the AFC Championship game. It took the Bills, you know what? What, 3 years to finally get there to get to the AFC Championship game? 4 years, really, we think about when Sean McDermott got there and they missed this year. But the fact that your quarterback, okay, is just doesn't care. He's authentic. And you have to respect that. I think you have to envy that to an extent that he doesn't care how you feel about him. He doesn't care. Listen, in the post game, he's telling you everything. Why? Because he has so much faith in his arm, in his talent, he doesn't have to be nervous about saying anything.
I know, but I agree. I think some of it is Mac. I think he's just a rule follower. I think if he won that football game, he probably wouldn't even talked about it. He would have talked about the difficult game he has next week. How big was McPherson? He said that he wouldn't. Yes, but it's personal. I'm not going to tell you what he said walking on the field.
Exactly.
Like it's just. But it.
Why
but,
didn't you? Why?
But they have whipped him into it. This organization has whipped Mac into responding like that. And they probably would have whipped Joe Burrow into it as well.
I don't know. He's a wild thing,
he
man. Good
he's
luck.
Sitting there going, oh, man, I wish Joe Burrow could be as cool as Mac
you know what
Jones.
It is?
Look at how he celebrates.
No way. Look at the two in college. Look at, you don't have to. One is 100%.
Mac had a cigar
situation.
In college, shirt off.
He was just like.
Now he gets
this
here.
Can I smoke? See, can I inhale this?
Burrow would be like Gronk. You know, I really want to talk about this win a lot, but I can't. Because I'm going to get in trouble if I do. Remember I'm talking about celebrating and everything? Like, that's what I think. I just think.
Are you not?
Talk about it. You kind of want to talk about it.
But I kind of don't.
maybe it's the whole system, but.
So I don't know what to do.
Watching a young quarterback. Maybe you're right, though.
Of course he's
maybe
right.
He's got a little Gronk in it, but he throws the football. He likes to party. But why?
When Burrow doesn't post any pictures of him and his girl in matching Christmas pajamas with his multi poo. What's it called? The multi poo? Multi poo?
Yeah, you got it.
Multi poo.
You don't like that at all, do you?
No, I don't.
That he doesn't know what position you played in football.
I honestly would rather have my young quarterback not playing house and learning an entire cookbook. I'd rather him bang the entire region of New England, okay, and a supermodel. Whatever. I don't know.
Christian, you know what
smoking
he did?
A cigar. Yes, I'm sorry. I said it. Okay, that makes me a bad person. I'm in.
Having a kid out of wedlock. Go get somebody.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was impressive.
Listen, I got a lot of heat for that tweet, and I was even nervous about even tweeting it because I knew it would drive people crazy. But yeah, you look at his demeanor, you look at his moxie, if you want to call it, and you kind of wish like he just was extended the benefit of a little longer rope and a little bit more ability of just showing his true behavior and like trusting him to be himself and having people respect that.
But how do you know this guarded guy is just not a quiet type of guy who's introverted?
I do think he's more like that though, ultimately. I do. I think he leans, I don't think that's all him, but I think he leans that way. You know, do I think he's a joker and can complain and pout and scream and yell because he doesn't get his way? Yeah. I'd rather him kick his feet up and be like, we'll get him next time. And do instead of doing breathing exercises on the bench.
No.
Now you don't want him doing that? Why?
I'm like Lou. I want my guy out in the middle of the night.
You want an unstable
I want him getting Kyrie.
Wait. Wait.
That whack job.
You guys may be too young for this. But do you remember, a quarterback by the name of Kerry Collins, who played for Penn State and was drafted by Carolina?
Yes. Tell us all about him, Uncle Ford.
Okay, do you remember them?
Yeah. He had like a season where he completed like 47% of his passes.
It was terrible. Do you remember like one time he went out late at night drinking, he got arrested, and then the camera showed up at the jail, and they filmed him coming out, shirt unbuttoned, misbuttoned.
Is that what you want?
Smoking a cigar, Lou.
Is that what you want?
Find that
smoking
picture,
a
Tyler.
Cigar coming out of jail?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tyler, I challenge you to find this picture.
I don't know if I want
of Kerry Collins. He went into rehabs later after that.
Stop.
Yeah, you don't remember this picture of Kerry Collins?
No, I don't remember that
coming out of jail? Like, he made bond Kerry Collins. But he was smoking a cigar just like, screw it. I'm a quarterback. He's like a young Brett Favre. But like openly showing everybody that he was flawed and had issues. I'm just saying, I was a little jealous. Okay, that's it. That's all. It doesn't mean I don't like Mac, but
it's another team. That's far ahead of you. I had a lot of people tweeting at me saying that, you know, you're not far behind Cincy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? First off, you don't know what Mac Jones would be year two. And I think you hope he becomes Joe Burrow year two. All you need is Jamar Chase. Yeah, you just pluck him off the tree. Just go and find Jamar Chase off the tree. That's easy to do. You know what I mean? How many times are you going to swing and miss at a wide receiver that you hope is Jamar Chase? So, no, until you get that guy, which I don't know if you're going to get him this offseason or not. Like, you're far behind them. Their second wide receiver is better than anything.
See,
Their third wide receiver is just as good as anything you got.
Do you think that if the Patriots played the Bengals in the first round of the playoffs, do you think they beat the Bengals? I don't think they would have got smoked. I think they had a much better. The Bengals.
They might not have punted. The Bengals.
No, the Bengals would have punted.
I don't know if they
would have punted. No, I think the Bills are so much better. And the Chiefs, it's 1 and 1A, and you put them in order how you want. I don't care. I don't know. But I think the Bengals, again, think about what happened to the Bengals. So the Titans had to just completely just pee down their leg, throw three picks.
Yeah.
And yet you were still in a position. I know Vrabel's not making is like downplaying the fact that they had 9 sacks and they were constantly disrupting.
They
got to
improve that offensive line. I can tell you that much.
So
but they got a starting point right now. Go get work on your offensive line, draft a lineman, sign a free agent lineman, try to fix your offensive line, and then you got a problem in the AFC. You got a problem with them. They're a good team.
What was impressive to me is that when they got the ball back, they knew exactly what they wanted to do. They had the players to do it. They had Jamar Chase on the outside who ran an unbelievable route, and Joe Burrow on a rope not scared at all, delivered it. Here comes your kicker who's now a legend, okay? Do I think that they're the best team? No. And they'll probably get smoked, okay, by Kansas City. Like, I don't think anybody's stopping this team unless they get to the Super Bowl.
They beat them 4 weeks ago.
I know. But again, when you mentioned that to me earlier, I said, fine. And the Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals. How good are they?
Well, I'm just saying, big game. Joe Burrow's, I don't think he's ever lost a really a big game. You go back to I think it was going into that wild card weekend at the numbers. He was like 6-0, and they went back to versus Bama, SEC title game.
Yeah, I saw
national championship game.
High school.
High school state championship, whatever it was. And then it was the Kansas City Chiefs game that they ended up, the stat was like after that game. It was like that was like a big game.
So it was the destiny
going against
team,
Mahomes. And now I guess he's 8-0.
Is the 49ers or Cincinnati?
49ers versus Cincinnati Bengals. I think that would be a disaster for the NFL.
No, we don't want that. Well, I think Cincinnati, they're living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
I think it comes
they
to
need
an end.
The Chiefs and the Rams is what they want.
And good luck matching what you did this year, next year. Like, that'll be the goal. Like, the Browns made the playoffs. The Browns
is,
won a playoff game.
There's a big difference. And that is Baker Mayfield and Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's for real. Baker Mayfield is not.
See,
even when the Browns were good, everybody sat there and said, yeah, but it's still Baker Mayfield, and he could take a step back, and he's a mess. Did. He's a mess.
Okay,
so Burrow, I don't see that happening.
For the record.
Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship, right?
There you go.
Okay, for the record, I think Mac Jones is going to be a good, quality NFL quarterback. I just want him to stay out late, drink beers.
No.
Take an Uber home.
No.
Smoke a cigar.
No.
Have unprotected sex.
No.
No.
I don't want an off-season goal to learn every recipe in he and Sophie's cookbook. I like to, I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, but I tell you what, one thing you kind of learned, and again, this goes back to the Patriots rebuild, right? They needed it. Burrow to Chase. Tannehill needed it. Burrow, Tannehill to A.J. Brown. You saw that thing last night. You saw that Tampa game and the Rams game. You saw it all weekend long. So has it changed your opinion after watching football, what you want, or how you think the Patriots should rebuild this? I'll tell you, it has changed mine. We'll discuss it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the MFers. Amazing weekend of football. Best weekend divisional round of football I can ever remember. Every single game came down to the last play. It was fantastic. Now, Saturday, you could kind of say was a little bit ugly football at times, but Sunday
still
was
close games,
high-powered offenses, quick scores, one-play drives. I mean, and you actually saw some big plays on Saturday to kind of get some victories. You just mentioned it. Jamar Chase at the end of that game for the field goal, the A.J. Brown deep pass, too, to get him going. Just studs all over the place. So does it change the way you think about this Patriots team rebuilding, what you think they'll do or what you want them to do this offseason?
Yeah, so before these games happen, so the only kind of information you have is kind of what happened to you. And you go, wow, that was bad, but that can happen to anybody, sure. Now you see what the two youngest quarterbacks, so Josh Allen is 25 years old, and Patrick Mahomes is 26 years old. They're not going, barring some crazy injury, they're not going anywhere.
No.
Like, I can see Josh Allen, even though he's younger than Mahomes, wearing out quicker than Mahomes because they run him to death. Like, so Mahomes, it's a lot of scrambles. They're not designed runs. Like, he sits back there. They don't want anything. The defense doesn't want you throwing it over their head. So he sits back there and he waits, and then he just kind of gets free, but then he scrambles. Josh Allen runs quarterback draws. He runs quarterback powers. He runs quarterback sweeps. Mahomes doesn't do that. Mahomes will last longer, ultimately, than Josh Allen, but I mean, again, he's 25 years old. He's not going anywhere. So you would sit there and go, knowing that Mahomes and Allen is the ceiling, as good as it can get, how much work do you think this team needs?
Well, my thing is, you've always this number one offense, right? Or this offense team you have right now. And just thinking realistically, I think the way Bill kind of does it, he would just look at Josh and say, I got you two tight ends, two quarterbacks in the offseason. It's all about defense now. I'm getting older, I got tons of holes, right? Whether it's defensive front or linebackers, we all know. Whether I got to replace some safeties, I don't know what to do with J.C. Jackson. But it's going to be all about defense. And I still think that that's what he'll do. But I no longer think that's what he should do. Because if you go out there and you rebuild this defense, who, by the way, was a fraudulent second in the league in scoring, which it's kind of like a joke. But like, if you improve your defense, you get speedy linebackers. You're going to go out and win another 10 games. Right, 10, 11 games maybe, in that range. And then you're going to get your teeth kicked in the postseason against some of these teams. Because I don't care, you're not going to build your defense. What are you going to have, speedy linebackers? Are there faster linebackers than what they have down in Tampa Bay with those two guys that they have? Any of them covering Cup? Any of them covering Odell?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you see these teams. How was the rushing attack all weekend long with some of these guys? We just mentioned the quarterbacks of the two leading rushers last night. You know, Fournette ran the ball well early on, but then they had to throw it. You know, Cam Akers, yeah, he's catching the ball in the backfield. I mean, so where, Derrick Henry, the best running back in football, he got stuffed. You know, Mixon wasn't really a huge part of that game as much as the other guys were.
Each receivers. One of those guys, Mixon made a really good play for a touchdown, and Leonard Fournette had some big catches, and he ultimately scored the touchdown and, you know, obviously avoided a guy who came right through
right. And
scores a touchdown. But I get what you're saying.
So I look at it and I say, you know, speedy linebackers are good. Yeah, it'll improve your team. You'll be well-rounded. We'll look at it and say, yeah, they're solid everywhere. But they'll get their teeth kicked in the postseason. So to me, it's like, I want an 06 approach. I want you walking off that field saying, we're going to change our team because we can't keep up with Peyton Manning. We just can't stop that offense. So let's try to match him. Like, so now it's like, okay, how do I make this offense that's good, you know, good, maybe with a little bit of a ceiling. What do I got to do to make them that much better? And so I got to go out and get a number one guy. Like, I absolutely have to go out and get a number one guy, you know, and you've got to improve this offense to play like some of these other football teams, including the Bengals. And I know it wasn't an offensive explosion, but still, including like the Chargers. And I know you got their number, but you understand what I'm saying. You need an offensive explosion team. And then let Bill do Bill. Let Bill go out and try to find some speedy linebackers. I don't know. And then try to scheme it up and try to slow them down. Try to get one stop, whatever. But by improving your defense, you're just going to be 10-7 again, maybe 11-6, and get stomped by all these teams. You got to match this offense somehow,
yeah.
Don't you?
No, I do believe that. So, first of all, but here's the thing, though. If you don't fix that side of the ball, at least add some, you know, quality younger pieces, the average teams will beat you. The average teams will run all over you. You'll have to score, regardless of who you play, you'll have to score 40 points because your defense isn't going to stop anybody.
Right.
Okay? So, and I would say, especially in your division where it looks like everybody's getting a little bit better, Miami's going to make moves. So they're going to add a quarterback or something. They're going to do something significant. They're going to make a bold move, right? We love bold moves, right? That's our new word.
Yeah,
bold moves.
Yeah, bold.
Okay, so the Buffalo Bills, they don't really have to do anything.
No, I wouldn't do anything.
If you really want to think about, okay, what does it look like? You get out of the division. Okay, what does it look like when I get into the playoffs where the top eight teams are competing for a chance to go to the Super Bowl? They all got great players. Most of them have good coaches.
They're top four, really. Top four.
But that's what it means. So how do you...
How am I a top four team?
So you're not going to be a team of destiny anymore. Like, you need to have... Like, so the way the team is built right now, like, obviously you're not doing anything. So what if you do you think if they add, forget about what position, a high level, elite, game changing, offensive weapon?
Yeah.
Do you think that makes a significant difference and can Mac handle driving it and producing with that person?
I think to me it helps you with two things. Number one, find out what he is. Get rid of the excuses. You know, find out what he is. Give him a legit number one weapon. You know, and then you find out, you know, whether you're sitting there saying, okay, we just got the turnover. Our defense got us the ball. We're on the 45-yard line. We got 25 seconds to go. I'm going to go to this guy. They know I'm going to go to this guy, and it won't matter. And I'm going to complete a 25-yard pass to him. Whatever. Get it to his hands. He's going to take off, and he's going to be explosive. So you can talk about San Fran, who sits there. Oh, they're a defensive-minded team. All right, build that defense. Good luck overnight building that defense. And number two, you don't have Debo. You don't have Kittle. You know what I mean? Like, two explosive game changers. Like, you don't have that either. So, I mean, you may have Elijah Mitchell, you got a good running game, but you don't have those two explosive players. So it's like even a great defensive-minded team still has, when I need a play, you know, third and six, give it to Debo. Just hand it off to him. Let him go for nine. Like, he's just an explosive player, running the ball, catching the ball, after the catch, everything. So, yeah, I think you need that guy that just sort of is like, okay, one play away. They don't have that.
Well,
they got long drives.
They're not, but I just shows you that you're just, however far you think you were, take about 10 steps back. You're not there yet.
No, you can't do it all overnight.
No, and I don't think they will, but, you know, Mahomes has been beaten before. You know, the thing about Mahomes, what makes him so special is, like, you can be critical of them. You can say he's thrown a bunch of interceptions like he was in the beginning of the season. But when these games come up, when the postseason comes up, he just shines, and the other players shine. Their best players show up in the most important time. And that's what Bill loves about some of the guys that have come through here. The great players showing up when it mattered most. Yeah,
you get beat in a regular season, there's no question.
Everybody,
about
like you said, like, but so come, what? Like, so the Cincinnati
right.
beat Buffalo.
Right, whatever.
So what?
But
regular
I'm just saying,
season.
Come playoff time, he's lost two games to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right? Actually, two to Tom Brady. You know what I mean? I mean, that's been pretty much it, right? And he went up against another juggernaut here with what Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, just did. But when it comes down to it, and that's why I say all year, like, it's still the Chiefs. Like, it's still the Chiefs for what you saw yesterday. 13 seconds. Hill, Kelsey, field goal. Thank you. You know, Mahomes running the football, throwing to Tyreek Hill. A quick little slant. And outrunning fast people and making them all look slow. And scoring from 65 out. You know, Kelsey just improvising, making an unbelievable catch at the end of the game. Just all of it. Like, you don't have that. And you can just sit there and say, our offense would be better with Mac year two with what they've got. We'll improve our defense. We'll make them good. Our offense would be good. That's going to get you a good season. And it's going to get your teeth kicked in when you start playing some of these teams
in
the postseason.
I still think that, can they compete with the elite of the elite? No.
No.
And you know what? They may never be able to compete with them. It may not matter what you do. Mahomes isn't leaving. So if you look at the history of the Patriots and you look at like how many different cycles of players and weapons and destinies like that they have been through from Brady's middle, the beginning of his career, the middle of his career to the end. Okay. All the times they went to the championship game, like the one constant was him. So he's always, always, always going to give you an opportunity to win no matter what. And if you can't draft him and develop him, you'll go out and trade for him. Like the Rams do.
So you got to find out.
You just get players. Like, I commend the Rams for the fact that they were able to, they keep trading for players, and look at it, it's working.
Yeah. So you got to find out. You know, you got to find out. Like you know, we talk about, like, when did that label come off of Tom Brady? And I said 07. When you found out, and you went out and got Moss and Welker, and it was like, holy smokes. Like, Brady's no longer a game manager. He's throwing 50 touchdowns. You got to find out. I don't know if he's capable of it. But I want to find out. I want. It's like, you know, everybody complaining about Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. They got to be better playmakers. Well, why don't you put some guys that can shoot around them? We can find out if they actually can be a playmaker and pass the ball. But they're passing to people that can't shoot. You know, so put some people around them. Let's find out. And I think with Mac Jones, got to find out. Because that's the only way you're competing with some of those guys.
Well,
like
I'll tell you
what. He kind of takes it to a Joe Burrow, you know, type of level, or if he becomes a guy that, and I know Herbert hasn't made the playoffs yet, but that type of player, when he's dropping back and you're like, heads up, watch out. At any moment, it's a 400-yard game, and he could have a game like this. Like, that's what we haven't seen. He didn't have a wow game. That's some good ones, but wow, you know, and you got to find out to me. I think it's about offensive weapons now. Mediocre good defense, good, whatever. And a mediocre good offense,
I tell you, I don't know about you, but I feel much better about that beatdown, that 47-point beatdown.
Why do you feel
Bills.
Better about it?
I do.
I just told you how far away you are.
Because the reality is that's a juggernaut of a team. Like, Allen is, like, easily, if Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, Josh Allen is 1A. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pretty damn close to being two of the most difficult players, confident players, and even Josh Allen, like, just his demeanor was the same, if not better, than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, someone in the text line, it's just like, you know, without Hill, they're good, but not great. Well, yeah, okay. But they got him. Like, and without Jamar Chase, Burrow's not is good, but not, okay. But they got him. Like, what? They've got him. Like,
well,
you got to go
will,
get him. You got to go get one
so
to their, find out if your guy's even that.
Their length of greatness for the Chiefs, you know, is going to be determined by a couple of things. One, how long Andy Reid actually wants to still coach. And then when Tyreek Hill gets slow eventually, or let's say he gets hurt, misses a year, or Travis Kelce, his contract is up and he wants more money someplace else for the last 3 years of his, you know, football career, how do they replace him? Like, the one thing the Patriots have done pretty damn good is just how they always found the right talent. Oh, well, it's not high level. No, it worked. If they were good, they became great. If they were great already, they became, Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that was the key, how they kept restocking and, you know, bringing new players in, you know, incorporating them into the system, and then keeping the defense like a good, impactful part of their entire team.
You build your offense, and then, like a lot of these teams did, you build your offense, and then you start, like Kansas City, bringing in defensive players, right, and try to improve your defense. Okay, because first, you can't be considered an elite team without a great offense. And I don't want to hear about San Fran, good for them. You know what I mean? But I just think you got to build that offense first. That's all. Let's go to Travis in Western Mass, who apparently isn't really concerned about the Bills anymore. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I hear all this chatter, you know, Josh Allen, you know, franchise quarterback, but I think he's going to lose Brian Daboll as offensive coordinator. I think we're going to see a lot of regression. I'm not sure if he's the franchise guy everybody's now touting him to be. You know, is the accuracy still going to be there next year? I think it's a question mark.
Okay, Travis, I've been saying that for a while.
Yep,
that will be a key because let's say Sean McDermott, well, I mean, I think Brian Daboll is a big reason why he's kind of, you know, produce and, you know, gotten better each year, don't you? Like under the tutelage of Brian Daboll,
but
like
where he is right now, if Daboll leaves, that's it. I think if he left 2 or 3 years ago, maybe he doesn't reach it, but I think just where he is right now, it's his fifth year in the league, right? Or fourth year in the league.
Fourth year.
I just feel like year five, it's sort of like if Daboll was to leave, 2 years ago he'd have a problem. Now I'm not so sure that.
So he knows. I do think. Well, I mean, I would say Matt Ryan. Look at Matt Ryan. Use him as an example.
Ryan's not this guy.
Hold
this
on.
Guy's
the guy.
Animal.
Hold on. Okay, maybe he didn't have the same qualities. He couldn't run like him. But the dude won an MVP in the NFL.
Yep.
Okay, so let's not act like he wasn't any good. When he lost Kyle Shanahan, he was a different quarterback.
Underappreciated.
They didn't lose players. They didn't go through this huge transformation. They kept all their offensive weapons. It wasn't the same relationship. It wasn't the same dynamic. It wasn't a good fit. So for us to imagine that it won't be, we think that Josh Allen is just going to be like, well, you know what? I know what I'm doing now. That's when he'll get into trouble. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but when you're talking about a team overall, and if Josh Allen actually regresses, I would think looking at the offensive coordinator would be a huge issue.
Yeah.
Okay,
I agree. I mean, if he loses, if he goes, Brian Daboll goes somewhere else, then yeah, I think it would be another assistant GM took the Giants job, right?
Yep.
I don't know if that's something he's interested in or other ones. I'm sure people are interested in him.
Well, he did.
And if he leaves, then we'll see with Josh Allen. But I feel like, you know, you're sitting there and it's like, okay, like if the coach staff left Pat Mahomes right now, is he done? And I feel like Josh Allen's kind of arrived. And I think if Daboll leaves now, I still think he's going to be okay. Let's go to Mike in Pepperell. Just jumping on here about the Patriots. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just got done watching that. When I watched that Chiefs game and that Buffalo game, it's over for the Patriots, baby. 10 years of wearing bags on our heads now. We're never going to beat that gauntlet, I'm telling you.
I don't know about that either. They've done it before. Like it's
Thanks,
going
Mike.
To be. Listen, obviously, you're not just going to roll through the regular season one and roll through the postseason with those two teams. And they will be more. So, okay, you look at just the AFC overall. Forget about your division. Like, Pittsburgh is going to replace Ben Roethlisberger with somebody. We had mentioned it could be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Russell Wilson. It could be Russell Wilson. Now, what are you doing? Like, I just, listen.
Deshaun Watson
it's
could
a little
end up somewhere.
Bit, Deshaun Watson, like, it could be
Miami.
It could be Miami. I mean, it is a challenging, just, you know, I don't know, on life now if you're a Patriots fan.
I think it's like at least two more years. You know, I think next year you're going to, maybe you don't get that number one option for Mac. Maybe you try to focus on defense. You got to hit. You got to hit in the draft. You got to put 2 or 3 years together in the draft. You know, you look at these teams. How many of these teams here have been built in free agency? Any of them? Are you watching right now? Because you got a hit in the draft. But you can't go out and get a number one wide receiver and also improve the defense the way you need in one offseason. I don't think. You don't have the money for that. You can't rebuild in free agency again. Now it's old school. Draft. Maybe go out and get one big free agent. I don't know. Maybe it's defensive, offensive, whatever it is. And if you address the defense, then all of a sudden next year you're like, okay, your defense got younger, but now you got to go find that weapon for Mac next year, next offseason, or vice versa. So I think you're still a couple of years away, I think, from looking at all this chaos. So, all right, we got an update, too. We had a crazy weekend in our little NFL picks contest.
There's one person that is
the loser, once again, of our little draft picks, our picks, rather, contest here between me, you, and Fitzy. The loser has to do a polar plunge in a Borat mankini.
Yep.
And boy, did those standings flip this weekend. We'll tell you what happened. That's next. All right, we got to take a look at our divisional round bets.
Yeah.
The three of us, me, you, and Fitzy, going into the weekend again. We have all the way through the postseason. The loser has to do the polar plunge in a Borat mankini. Last year I had to shave my head, which I did. I manned up, so I hope that one of you two man up and do this again. The reason why I say one of you two is because the Chiefs won that game last night, which was huge for me.
Yeah, it was.
So we went into the weekend, and the standings at the time were I was 6-1, lost to Pats. So don't say I never took the Pats. Fitzy was 5-2, and you had a rough first week. You went 3-4.
Yep.
But you rebounded.
Yeah, I did.
You went 3-2 this week, as you're sitting at 6-6. I ended up going 2-3. I lost my lock, Tennessee. You won your lock, the Rams. I'm at 8-4, two games ahead of you. The issue was for one Nick Fitzy Stevens.
What's going on?
Who ended up, actually, because he lost his lock as well, went 0-5. He had Tennessee as his lock. He had Green Bay. He had Tampa. And he had the Bills. So he now sits at 5-7, a game behind you and three games behind me. So I'm really hoping I can get to a Super Bowl with that three-game lead and be in the clear. But looks like a battle between you and Fitzy
I feel like we have to change the way that works, because last year when we did this, the same situation happened with Glenn. Glenn was so far ahead that it didn't matter what happened.
It was between you and
I. It was really between you and I.
So what's wrong with that?
And I feel like there needs to be a way for, let's just say you do go into it with a three-game lead. There needs to be a way, like prop bets. You need to like give me the advantage. Like, so if you allow me some prop bets to get back into it, I'll do two things. Like a mankini and eat a
whatever. My quick response to that is no.
Why?
Because I shaved my head last year in a certain rule.
You just want to make it entertaining and
interesting? For 2 months, I had a shaved head. And now you want to change the rules just because I'm in the lead. Like, I shaved my head.
I'm just suggesting something for entertainment value.
Well, there's going to be plenty of entertainment value watching you and Fitzy down the stretch here battle. You know, if the Chiefs had won, had lost that game, the Bills had won, you and I would have been tied and Fitzy would have been one game behind us. Then it would have got interesting, and I was sweating it out.
That's what we really
especially in that
happen.
Game. No, I mean, all weekend long, I'm sweating them all out, right? But I had a good Sunday. I won both of them on Sunday, which brought me back.
Yeah, I know, and I hit my lock, which really kind of helped me get out of the gutter.
Yes.
Get out of the basement. So again, like I told you, that's all I don't need to win. Like the winner, right, doesn't get something extra.
No, you just stay
away. You don't get like a prize, you don't get a trophy, you don't get free breakfast.
You get a stress-free Super Bowl, hopefully.
Stress-free Super Bowl.
But you never know.
That's fine.
I'm up 3. I mean, listen, we got 2 games this week. You got to have a lock, so there's 3 points, 3 picks, 3 W's. Right, but if I get my lock right, then I think that's pretty much.
Where are you leaning right now? At this point in time, there's no picks are being made.
I got
right
all
now.
Week long. I would say this: that
where are you
7
leaning?
Line seems high to me
for the Chiefs and Bengals.
Yeah, as much as I love the Chiefs, that seems high for me to a team that matched them point for point and beat them 4 weeks ago. That seems high. 7?
Nah, you
think 7.5 by the time we pick on it?
I think. I think the tank is empty for the Bengals.
And the question is, are the Niners just like this team of destiny, winning in spite of, I don't know, your guy Jimmy G?
Well, but think about, like, when you look at the Bengals, isn't, like, as far as their playoff wins, the most improbable as far as how poorly they played against the Raiders.
I don't think they look great in either game.
Exactly. That is my point. So if you get in a situation where the Chiefs decide, like, they just want to just play, you know, play interception, you know, with you, and they give you 3 picks like Tennessee did. Tennessee was able to come back in that game and tie it, and they had an opportunity to go down and win it, but the quarterback threw another pick into coverage. Like, wasn't even open.
Right.
It's tight coverage. Ball tips up, they intercept it, they go down, and they kick a field goal.
Gotta give them a little credit, though. I mean, maybe they're forcing those things, correct? Like, maybe they're creating that chaos.
I mean, sure, you could say that, but still, when I look at the Raiders games, how poorly they played in that game, especially all the missed opportunities they had. That's the thing. Of all the games, so 2 games coming up, like the one game that has the best chance to be a complete and utter blowout and be over in the beginning of the third quarter is the Chiefs-Bengals. That is the game. You're living on borrowed time. Like you're getting very fortunate. Like you're getting these unbelievable chances and second opportunities, third opportunities. And the other team is like just allowing you to hang around. And give them credit. Listen, you coughed it up. They threw one pass to their best wide receiver. Their rookie kicker comes in and cocky some bitch.
Yeah.
This dude rolls in like he just owns the place and kicks the field goal, wins the game, and then brags about it. So I think they're on borrowed time.
Are we forgetting the Bengals just beat the Chiefs like 2 weeks ago?
That's Did you not saying. Hear him just say that?
But you're saying that like you are not giving like the Bengals like any puncher's chance at all.
Would you like a side bet?
Oh. No.
Would you like a side bet?
No, so, no. I'm going to let you take this one.
Yeah, we're safe looking at that here. Game. So it was, yeah. They came out 14-0. It was 28-17 at halftime, Kansas City, last time they played each other 4 weeks ago. And the Chiefs scored 3 points in the second half. They would never do that in a postseason.
Don't you think
game.
There is a difference
in a million
so like,
years?
You know, we talk about regular
3 points in a second half.
The regular season, like it's a different mentality. So those teams,
it's a big game.
It's
at the
easier.
Time.
It's easier for teams to kind of, I don't know, you know, lay an egg in the regular season, especially like not in the playoffs.
That was Jamar like Chase's Chiefs. Game. Remember, 11 catches, 266 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Remember that was like when we said he just won Rookie of the Year.
No, and he had more receiving yards than Patrick Mahomes had passing yards.
Yes, Burrow was 30 for 39, 446 yards. Yeah. 266 of them were to Jamar Chase.
I don't see that happening. I
wonder
I don't,
if they'll have a game plan for Jamar Chase. Yeah,
do you think they're going to double him? Let's bracket this guy.
Based on how this weekend went, probably not. I mean, if Cooper Kupp can run free down the middle of the field, then you never know.
But don't you feel like that is the game that has the most chance of imploding? Like that team, think about it, everything's going right for them. They're getting all these unbelievable opportunities. It's going to dry up.
More than the Rams? Based on what the Rams did in the second half against Tampa Bay and actually had Tom Brady have an opportunity to come back. I mean, how many times did Al Michaels say, the Rams did not want to win this game?
Oh, my God.
They are perfect implosions.
But I feel like maybe they escaped one. But the issue
they
with them.
Do it again? They're going to escape another?
No, but the issue with them is that they're playing the 49ers again. Now, what do you think the odds are that the 49ers can beat the Rams three times in a row in 1 year? Three times. Does anybody
great.
Think that's... I don't think it's if they did it, they obviously
the odds
have
of them
the idea.
The Packers again in the postseason, like they have.
No,
all
no,
the time.
I agree. But they're 0-4 so far in the postseason against the 49ers. So no, I think the 49ers have a great chance of beating them. I do. I think they have a great chance of beating the Rams. And did you see this thing that's going around?
People last week, and you sort of look at those lines and say, Jesus, how are they not like three? All of them, 2.5 to 3. Like it's just the way the games were. I don't know. Maybe this week in a championship weekend, maybe you get a couple blowouts or a lopsided win. But after what I saw this past weekend, it was absolutely phenomenal. I want to dive more into that. What do you got?
Oh, real quickly. So I was going to save this for tomorrow, but this is how nervous the Rams are about the 49ers taking over their stadium because that's what they do. Says it appears that the Rams are already afraid that the 49ers will again make SoFi Stadium their home. They're trying to restrict ticket sales for a potential NFC title game before that game was already over, by the way. In order by geography. So if you are not in their zip code in a certain radius, you can't get tickets for that game. Now, there's obviously a second market.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Public sales to the game at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, will be restricted to residents of the greater Los Angeles region.
Yep, trying to be the first team to host
an
NFC title game, you know, championship game, and host the Super Bowl.
So
as well.
Tampa
didn't do it last year on the road.
Orders by residents outside of the greater Los Angeles region will be canceled without notice and refunds given. So if you try to get a ticket, like if you live in, I don't know, San Diego County, like which is like
secondary
2 hours
market.
Away.
Secondary market. All day long.
Oh, they're going to try and take it over.
All right.
That's a pretty pathetic move by the Rams.
All right, let's take a look at what was arguably the greatest game, postseason game, you know, in history. You know, I know this, the Patriots have been in a bunch, so it's going to be up there in probably the top five. Bills, Chiefs, we'll take a look back at the weekend and what it all means for your New England Patriots. We'll do it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.